Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into a question that, well, it trips up a lot of e-commerce businesses.
Right. Do you actually need multiple warehouses to get products out efficiently?
Exactly. And we've got some pretty interesting sources for this deep dive.
Yeah, a couple emails, some internal debate about fulfillment strategy, and also this chart with some pretty specific cost data.
So our mission today is really to cut through maybe some of the assumptions.
And figure out the true costs, the real benefits, comparing just one warehouse versus setting up several.
Because that immediate gut feeling is usually more spots equals faster, cheaper shipping. It just kind of feels logical,
It
right?
does on the
Okay.
surface.
Yeah.
But what our sources are suggesting is that the picture, it's not just more complicated. It might actually be flipped entirely when you look at the whole financial story.
Flipped how?
Well, you might see a little saving on the outbound shipping cost, getting stock closer to customers. But the data we're looking at, it makes it pretty clear that's just one sort of small piece of a much bigger and frankly more expensive puzzle.
Right. And this chart you mentioned, this is where it gets really concrete, doesn't it?
Exactly. It breaks down the annual costs,
Mm-hmm.
running fulfillment from one, two, and even three different warehouse locations. Shows all the line items, storage, labor, shipping.
Okay, so what's the bottom line? Let's look at the total cost column.
Okay, with one warehouse, just one central spot, the annual cost shown here is around $160,000.
160K. Got it. So what happens, according to this data, when you add just one more location, say two warehouses?
Well, that's where it jumps. Quite a bit, actually. The total goes up to $188,000 per year for two.
Whoa, okay. An almost $30 jump for
Annually.
three.
It climbs even higher. For three locations, it hits $215,000 annually.
Wow. Okay, so hang on. Going from one warehouse to three, based on this data, adds over $50,000 in costs every year.
Yeah, that's what this specific scenario shows.
That really pushes back hard on the idea that more locations just automatically save you money. Why? What's driving that big jump?
Well, the sources point to several things, several cost centers that just multiply when you add facilities, and they tend to outweigh any potential savings on just the outbound shipping.
Like what?
Okay, first, storage costs. Pretty obvious. You're doubling or tripling your footprint, so your rent or storage fees go up.
Makes sense.
Then there's inbound freight, getting your inventory from your manufacturers or suppliers to multiple receiving docks. That's just more complex, more expensive than shipping it all to one place.
Right, you're managing more complex logistics, just getting the stock in.
Precisely. And you're duplicating infrastructure. Think about it. Labor teams, warehouse management systems, maybe equipment,
All replicated.
all replicated across different sites. And another really big one is inventory carrying costs.
How does that work?
Well, when you split your inventory across different locations, you generally need to hold more total inventory. You need higher levels of safety stock everywhere that buffer just in case of, demand spikes or delays.
So you tie up more capital in stock that's just sitting there?
Exactly. More capital tied up, higher costs. Plus, don't forget the complexity of dealing with regulations across multiple states.
Oh, yeah, taxes and compliance.
Absolutely. You're looking at potentially increased tax exposure, depending on state nexus rules where your business activities mean you owe taxes there. All these things, they just compound quickly.
Okay, the cost side is pretty compelling based on this data, but let's address the elephant in the room, speed. That's the main reason people think about more warehouses, right? Can you really hit those nationwide 2 or 3 day delivery goals from just one spot?
So this is where the sources offer a really strong counterpoint. They suggest, yes, you absolutely can. Many successful brands do ship nationwide within 2 to 3 days from a single, well-placed central warehouse.
How do they pull that off? Isn't it just about being physically closer?
It's less about physical proximity than you might think, and more about smart carrier strategy, meaning leveraging things like zone skipping. That's where you consolidate shipments, bypass intermediate carrier hubs, and inject them closer to the final destination region. It's about optimizing your routes, using the right mix of carriers, maybe regional players, specific service levels from the big guys.
So it's about optimizing the network, not just adding more physical buildings.
Yeah.
Knowing you can ship fast from one place, that definitely flips the script on the assumed speed advantage of multiple warehouses.
Right. And the sources also mention that keeping things centralized has other benefits too. Extra wins, you could say.
Like what?
Things like lower compliance and tax risk. You're only managing the rules for one state, generally. You also tend to see fewer stockouts.
Why fewer stockouts?
Because your entire inventory pool is in one place. It makes forecasting and management much simpler, less fragmentation.
Right.
And simpler inventory management often means, you know, more efficient use of your capital.
Okay, so let's tie this all together for you listening and running your business. When you're weighing these fulfillment options,
don't just fixate on that potential outbound shipping saving or just the idea of selling fastest possible delivery.
You need to look at the whole picture, the full strategy, and crucially, run the numbers on the total cost, storage, inbound, labor, inventory, taxes, everything we talked about.
Yeah, the data we looked at strongly suggests that a single well-optimized location isn't just potentially cheaper and simpler.
It can still meet those speed requirements pretty effectively.
Exactly.
Which kind of leaves us with a final thought to chew on, doesn't it?
Mm.
If a single optimized warehouse can potentially offer big cost savings, simpler operations, and still deliver quickly nationwide, what hidden assumptions are we making when our default reaction is always, we need more warehouses?